Jimmy, you're on the Paul Harris Show. Hello.
Hi, Paul. How you doing?
Good. Are you going to this thing? Are you a member of St. Louis Leather and Lace?
No, I'm not. I'm from out of town, but I'm going to be there for the next 2 days.
So you're a registered member then? Because I understood that people couldn't just show up and go. You had to register
right.
in advance.
We registered months ago for this and got our hotel rooms and everything, and we're going.
Would you tell me what you expect to have? Have you gone to something like this before?
I've been to several, yes.
Like Spanksgiving or
I haven't been to any of the ones that they've done in St. Louis. I've been to the Vicious Valentine in Chicago and a couple of the Freakers Balls out in California, that kind of thing. Basically speaking, we're just going to go to be around people that are like us. That's all we're going to do.
Well, do you mind if I ask you some questions and explore this?
Not a problem.
Okay, you say people like us. What kind of person are you?
I'm a dominant. My wife is a submissive, and basically speaking, this is our lifestyle. It's the way we operate. It's more than just sex. There's a mental aspect to this, to domination and submission that we adhere to.
And does that mean she's your slave?
No, she's actually just my submissive. If you saw us on the street, you wouldn't tell us from any other couple. We hold jobs. We go on vacation. We're a little bit older. All of our kids are grown and gone, so it doesn't affect, you know, our home life at all. But, I mean, maybe she wears a collar around the house, you know, and I would say that she's a little bit more politer to me than other wives are to their husbands.
And what happens if she's not polite to you or doesn't do what you say?
We've never actually had that problem because anger doesn't really figure into this for us. She will do things, however, in order to say get me to punish her, okay, which might be a flogging or she really likes the slapper, a leather slapper that I use.
And is this all sexual in nature, or is this like you guys are sitting there at lunch having a burger and fries, and she's got to be wearing this choke collar or whatever it is?
No, we don't take it out in public at all. We're a member of a local, what they call a munch group, where we live, you know, and once a month we get together in a local restaurant. We just basically have a meal. Nobody has a clue what we're all doing there.
So if I saw you and your wife walking down the street, I couldn't say, oh, well, they're obviously into that.
You wouldn't have a clue. You wouldn't have the first clue at all, unless, you know, basically speaking, you got into BMSL and you got to see me in my leather jeans and my black shirt and my shades and carrying a flogger. I think you'd have a clue that I'm a little bit different than everybody else.
Either that or I would think the village people are in town, one of the two. So again, I'm just curious about this, and you can tell me as much or as little as you want, and I don't want to get explicit about this, but you guys get up on a Saturday morning. I'm assuming you have Monday through Friday jobs. You get up on a Saturday morning, and does it start then, or do you say, okay, hey, Saturday night we're going to do this, and that's when it happens? So, is it all weekend or all your off time? I'm trying to find out.
All of our off time. We're basically in our roles.
So you come home on a Tuesday night from work, she comes home on a Tuesday night from work, and now you're the dominant, she's the submissive, and the fun starts.
I'm her sir, and she is my submissive, and the fun starts. And basically speaking, I'm treated like a king in my own home. My house is impeccable. It's not that I'm a sloppy person or hard to live with, but our roles are definitely defined in our relationship.
Are there women who are dominants in the same way?
Yes, there are quite a few dommies that have both men and women submissives to go with them. There are a lot of people that do play the master-slave relationship. We don't play it to that extent.
But if you came home and the house was a mess and dinner wasn't on the table and she wanted to watch something on TV and you wanted to watch something else on TV, what happens?
Well, basically speaking, I get my way, or there's a nice chain in the basement where her arms will go above her head and a blindfold will go on. And she'll go off to some place where, I don't know, they call it subspace. It's a place she really loves to go to, and I know she's done all this on purpose to make this happen.
What if she says to you, honey, you know what? I had a long day at work, and I'm just tired. And frankly, I could just use a night just sitting in front of the TV, and let's put this dominant submissive thing aside. Can she call it off for a night?
Oh. Sure, she has a safe word, but for the most part, we've been together so long that I'm very attuned to her moods. You know, I know when she's had a bad day at work. After all, she's still my wife. She's still my better half. She's still my partner in life.
So this isn't something you're forcing her to do against her will.
As a matter of fact, this is the reason we are together, because she needed someone like me in her life, and I needed someone like her in my life. When we go to these things, there's not going to be rampant sex go on. There's not going to be swapping. There's not going to be any of these sort of things happening. You know, this is a lifestyle between consenting adults. Stay sane and consensual is our main number one codicil in life. That's what we say, that's what we live, that's what we do. We probably advocate against child pornography, against child sex.
How did you have this lifestyle when you had kids?
Very carefully.
I mean, it couldn't be around the dinner table or in the den when you got young kids or even teenagers around the house. You couldn't be playing these roles, could you?
All of my children knew that I had very, very much respect for their mother, and that their mother had showed a great amount of respect for their father. And I've seen you know, a lot of what we negotiated to be part of our relationship. I saw that rub off on my children. I don't think any of my kids ever had a clue what we were into. However, I see how they treat other people, and they've all married people that they really respect, and they're able to negotiate things that other people would just fight. There are no fights in our home.
Are they into the same sort of stuff you're into with their mates?
If they are, I wouldn't know about it.
Did they ever see mommy's chain?
They never knew a clue. They never saw the chains. They never saw, you know, dad had his special box that was locked away, you know. I think my toys were locked, would be locked better away than most people would lock their guns away.
Okay. And so they were never exposed to this sort of thing, but if they ever went out for the night, or had a sleepover at somebody else's house, then mommy and daddy would play?
It's party time!
Just like it would be for people who aren't into that lifestyle, I'm sure.
Well, you know, there's a lot of other lifestyles that don't involve this, you know, that people keep from their children and do it successfully. I've been this way my whole life. Actually speaking, certain aspects of domination submission were in my very first sexual experience. They carried right on through. I never forced this on any partner. We negotiated the simple fact that this is the way I am, and this is the way I want to live. My wife was, this is who I am, this is the way I want to live, and this is what we did. And we raised children, and we were members of the PTA and the Knights of Columbus and everything else, you know.
So what's going to happen this weekend? You're here in town to go to Beat Me in St. Louis. You're going to be in the hotel, and will you guys get involved in things with other couples? You said you don't swap, right?
No, but the situation may come up where, you know, I might have an opportunity to dominate someone else's submissive, or...
And would that be for sexual gratification or just for fun?
Just for fun. Actually speaking, this is not... I don't think this is sexual gratification at all. I think this is great foreplay.
Okay, and so then you would do that, and then you and your wife would go back to your room and do whatever it is you would do in the privacy of your own room? So we're not talking about you guys coming to town to meet other people to have sex with, are we?
No, we're not coming here at all. As a matter of fact, we're coming up from Central Illinois, and there's probably 7 or 8 other couples that are in our group. We're all going up there, and we don't have anything going on with them other than the simple fact that we all live the same lifestyle, and... This is how we live. This is our lifestyle. It may sound strange to other people, but we're not abusers. We're not in abusive relationships. There are people. We have met people in this lifestyle that's exactly what they're trying to do. They're trying to, you know, justify past abuses and things like that, and we avoid those people. we're not bad people. We're not perverts. Okay.
If a maid comes into your room at the Howard Johnson's Hotel this weekend, is she going to see all sorts of stuff laid out and something hanging from the ceiling and a whip leaning against the wall?
She might. Yeah, she might see my crops laying there. She might see my floggers laying out on the desk, but. She's not going to see anybody tied to the bed or anybody chained to a radiator or anything like that. Of course, I'm pretty sure they've got a pretty good idea. I understand there's going to be about a 5,000 square foot dungeon there, so I don't think they can miss, you know, the racks and the stocks and the crosses and the other little paraphernalia we like to use.
And everybody who's there this weekend will be there because they want to be, right? Otherwise, we're talking about a crime being committed.
We paid some serious cash to go to this, Paul.
What do you say to the people who say that what you're doing is, or the fact that this convention's even here in town, is dangerous and sends the wrong message? What do you say to them?
I say they have no clue what they're talking about. They're just people that kind of want to involve themselves in other things. I can think of 10,000 other things that they could protest and do the world some good. All they're basically doing here is they're just going to be annoying a lot of consenting adults.
And they should keep their nose out of your business.
They really should. I don't go in their bedroom. I don't care what they do.
Jimmy, I'm really glad you called in today. Thank you very much.
Have a good day, Paul.
Have a good weekend in town. This is the Paul Harris Show on the Big 550 KTRS.